Yes, I had two fall student teachers in the fall of 2020, and Mercer County had opened an agriculture position up to replace Mr. Michael Chaussey, who will be retiring. And so he's counting down his days, and Mercer County reacted very quickly and got the advertisement out. And I just happened to have one of the two fall student teachers placed at Mercer County, just like I did with Mr. Aaron Hart several years back. And Miss Hannah Libby applied for the position, and she also encouraged her colleague, Mr. Brandon Livingston, to apply as well. And both of them were very fortunate to get an interview, and Mercer County decided to expand their program from two teachers to three teachers come the fall of 2021. So, you know, it was exciting to be able to hear that, and it's also kind of a little deja vu with Mr. Hart being a student teacher there several years ago and walking into the position that he now has, and as well as my student teacher this fall.
And I guess what's great about that is, one, the tradition of the WIU Ag program, and then two, you find a local school district that has decided to expand their Ag program. So that's a pretty good equation, I would think, right?
Yes, we're really excited about some of these schools that are really looking to expand their agriculture programs because of, again, the student demand. And certainly the need for high school students to kind of develop some of these lifelong skills that you would typically adhere to when you take an agriculture course at the high school level. So Mr. Hart and Mr. Chaussey has done a fantastic job for a couple decades working together. And so their work in years past has certainly set the table to expand the program to three this upcoming fall.
And I know, being an ag educator like yourself, I know one of the great things, at least that I've seen as of recent, you know, the pandemic has impacted a lot of careers, but I know there are still jobs to be had out there even during this pandemic in agriculture, right?
Oh, yeah. A lot of our students, even though they really didn't even have an official graduation for the spring of 20 and for the fall of 20, a lot of them are out. And since really agriculture is wide open, at least for the state and nationwide, those positions have been filled by recent graduates in a lot of different areas.